Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, we're back here. This is the Ralph Winterroad Show with Ralph Kermit Winterroad II. And the second hour, and talking about how they overthrew our republic. That we can prove. I was talking about the difference between the United States and the United States of America. There are two keys to everything that they've done. One, we have no idea who we are. We keep signing up to be a citizen of the United States, and I defy anybody to tell me what that is. Do you have a country? No. Do you have a domicile? No. Why would I do it? Because they made this up, basically started back in 14, Stat 27 and 1866. It was strictly a fiction and law for the Negroes. It was just a cover. They got it into the 14th Amendment, and everybody thinks the 14th Amendment applies to everybody. No, it's a prohibition. It's not an affirmative thing. And I'm going to probably do that in the second hour of this. It's so important. But the first, there are two things to everything. Our status is number one. All the states now have adopted, because they're getting benefit, they are nothing but a political subdivision. They're not sovereign states, because we, the people, sign up to, quote, vote. The actual act of voting is an act. The right of suffrage, the elective franchise, which the Supreme Court has held, there is nothing for a citizen of the United States. It doesn't exist. Why would every state be all a citizen of the United States when we all have different constitutions? Some of this stuff is so simple in logic. But that's the game, because that's what they offer. And they make it a felony if you don't do it, of which there is no constitutional right to do it. That's in North Carolina and Minnesota. Just two of them I've looked at. There's a felony to try to vote if you're not a citizen of the United States, which has no right as the elective franchise or under suffrage. That doesn't exist. You think we got a problem here? Anyway, getting back to Kirkendall's case, Randy Kirkendall out of Mississippi went into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals in D.C., the only Article III appellate court in existence, yet operates only by subject matter jurisdiction. You can't get in the door otherwise. All of the other courts are strictly geographical, and I know that because I got it out of the Senate report of 1982 when they were setting up these courts, and they explained why they were setting up the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. God, I love confessions. It's amazing when you can understand their logic for why they're doing it. In black and white. It's their stuff. And they tell us what they did and why they did it. So Randy went up to this court. As the United States, this bringer gal, B-R-I-N-G-E-R, out of the Department of Justice, says, I am a counsel for the United States. And then she says, it's got to go back to the Fifth Circuit where United States of America is used. You see a problem here? And the court kicked it back down to the Fifth Circuit. Because what they have done, Congress, has set it up, if you start off in the administrative world of United States District Court, they have statutorily blocked you getting into the Constitutional Court of the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. They want to keep you in the administrative, next administrative court, which is one of these circuits. So Randy went back down there. And, of course, this bringer, she's covered her trail. She uses an old form that's got Social Security numbers. So she doesn't have her appearance available on the in PACER. I raised Cain with the Fifth Circuit because they're not supposed to be using that form. I said, well, doesn't she? She's smart enough to run the rules. She sure as hell quoted a lot of statutes to get us here. She doesn't know how the rules. So we're supposed to, everybody's supposed to obey the rules. So she ended up filing. And she came out as a counsel for the United States of America. So we got black and white evidence, conclusive, of the same gal, bringer, in two different courts, making an appearance for two different entities. The Constitutional Court of the United States, the other one, the United States of America. I didn't get it all put together, and we put in a day late, and they didn't deny it. We would put in to have an appeal, and they wouldn't let us have an appeal. Why have an appeal? Because one of the things you have to prove is if you go into an appellate court that you have standing to bring the appeal. Why do you have standing if you know it's a lie, and you can prove it? So that thing died right there. Okay, so that's fine. We're not done yet. So I've got another case that I was working on in, I think it's Massachusetts. And they put in, and I got to check and see here. I haven't checked today yet. To dismiss the case where United States of America showed up. And how do they do it? Why is there no appearance in that court? There's supposed to be the word. The other attorneys say, I am an attorney for somebody. Which means you're standing in place of. You're making what's called an appearance for somebody else. Not so for United States of America. They come in as several ways they do it. One of them is by and through the undersigned counsel. Wait a minute here. By and through. By doesn't get it. That's just, somebody does it. Something by, okay, he did it. Okay, not representing, it's just done by somebody. Okay, well, it could be done by Ralph. And through me, that doesn't mean diddly squat. Undersigned means I'm signing in the document at the bottom, and counsel is being modified by the word undersigned, so I am a counsel that's signing at the bottom. What happened to four? Everybody else is four in this whole case, except the United States of America. That's the scam. That's the con. They have no appearance. They have never appeared for the United States of America. They bring in the United States District Attorney's Office, the Department of Justice, supposedly out of the for the United States, but they never say it. It's by and through the undersigned counsel. And we got that in Dave Gladden's case in Alaska, because we had him cornered so bad. We have a judge up here called Vanessa White. She claims to be a Superior Court judge. Isn't it amazing? You stop and you watch, too. They don't say Judge so-and-so. They'll say their name, comma, Judge so-and-so. Why is that? Signature? Well, why don't they say Judge so-and-so? It's the same thing as somebody that has a PhD. It's so-and-so, comma, PhD. But he's a doctor. Well, these guys are judges. Supposed to be. So this Vanessa White up here in Fairbanks, she got around. We pushed her on the public office. Did she have an oath of office as a public officer? It's 41 little words. Does she have the civil commission that's mandated by statute, Title Alaska Statute 39.05.035? It's mandated to be signed by the governor. And I got a letter from the state of Alaska. We don't do civil commissions. Well, wait a minute. How in the hell did you get here? And she said, I'm an undersigned counsel, and told us to go to hell. And signed it. She's like, she's flipping her fingers. What's she going to do about it? Anyway, I'm going to stop right there. But there's two things, and I'm going to get to John. One is who you are. If you haven't figured out who you are and you're a citizen of one of the several states, I'm redoing this thing I've been working on. I just keep getting sidetracked, but to refile it in the public record under Evidence Rule 901, number 7, it becomes self-authenticating when you get certified copies. The other one, the other game that's played, the other con is I guarantee there's nobody can read these forms because they use terms with the word means. And I finally found the means is exclusive use of the word. Dog means cat. You have to disclose every term used in that form. Otherwise, it's fraud. How do I know when you say dog, you're actually talking about a cat if you don't tell me? That's why in all these, you have to go to the end of the definitions, but they never, ever disclose all of the terms. So therefore, all of these forms are totally unconstitutional. They're a scam. It's a fraud. John, are you there?
I'm here. How are you, Ralph?
Are you in the great state of Minnesota?
I'm in Minnesota, yes.
Well, why don't you tell us here what you're trying to do here at, with the banks and the problems that you've run into, because I'm sure nobody has ever taken it to the level that you have right now. Why don't you give us an overview and tell us what's going on?
Well, I actually got a couple of replies. One reply is about a week ago. Because I asked for specifics, I got a reply that the old federal law requires that you can drive a truck through. So I responded with a request for specificity. And as you're aware, I got returned back to me the Patriot Act with specific code sections of the Patriot Act that read an awful lot like the same nomenclature that's used in the IRC code, such as persons, trusts, individuals, and so on and so forth. It's a requirement based on the number requirement is based on the Patriot Act. That's what they're using. Just recently, a couple days ago, different bank not only mentioned that, but they also mentioned a Minnesota statute as justification for their arbitrary decision not to open a bank account for me.
What's that number? I'm going to look that up while you're talking.
Oh, okay. Hang on one second. I gotta dig that one up. Let me just grab that. But
go ahead.
I think I threw it out there on Skype for you.
Oh,
hang on one second. Just get in front of my computer here, and you're talking about the Minnesota statute, correct?
Yes. I haven't looked that one up yet.
That is in the Minnesota Reviser Statutes 48.512.
Okay, go ahead. I'll look this up and see what I get.
48.512. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I got it. Go ahead.
So, I'll actually find the letter here, and I can read it to you. I was actually kind of surprised to get it. And he did, this gentleman at this other bank did copy a law firm. So, okay, so here's what it said. We're sorry we're unable to accommodate your request to open an account. The customer identification program requires a potential customer provide certain things to confirm their identity. The requirement is provision of the U.S. Patriot Act. Well, the requirement is a provision of the U.S. Patriot Act. However, this statute does not impose any requirement for a financial institution to open an account. This is left to the discretion of the financial institution. Minnesota Statute 48.512 allows financial institutions discretion in whether to open an account or not. The fact that we would not open an account for you is not based on any federal regulated discrimination basis. The federal basis for discrimination are race, color, religion, national origin. I think we got a problem there. National origin.
Yep.
Sex, marital status, whether the applicant's income derives from any public assistance program, or because an applicant has in good faith exercised any right under the Consumer Credit Protection Act. None of these were reasons for account requests being denied. The law does allow a financial institution to consider credit history, which we were unable to discover through the credit reporting agency that this bank uses. This was the reason your application was denied. Thank you for taking the time to write us to voice your concerns.
So one of the issues was a credit report, right?
Correct. I don't use credit at all. And so there's something called a FICO score. And my FICO score was blank. And the personal banker I dealt with, when she came back with that, she looked at me like I had three heads, like, I've never seen that before.
So you don't have a credit history because you haven't been borrowing, so restated, because they don't want you to open, you can't open a bank unless you have proof that you're a debtor.
Unless there's proof that I'm a debtor, that's correct, yes.
You have to be borrowing money to establish a credit rating, because if you haven't been... shame on you for using cash or whatever and paying for things. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Gee, John, shame on you.
Yeah, terrible, isn't it? Terrible I'm not in hawk. And I said to her, I said, well, so you want me to be in debt in order to open an account? Well, we want to see that you're able to service debt. So what does that have to do with opening a checking account? Well, you can write bad checks. Okay, how about a savings account? I said, oh, I'll open a savings account. No, we need a FICO score for that, too. I said a savings account. Where money gets put in, and not a dime more than is on account can be taken out. You need a credit history for you. Yep. Doesn't that strike you as strange? I didn't make up these rules, you know. Don't get mad at me. I said, I'm not mad. I just find that odd. Don't you find that odd?
Yeah.
But these people, they're so indoctrinated. They look at you with just the most vacant stares and blink. It's really amazing to watch.
And you try to explain some of this, and it's like you're talking to a blank wall, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's incredible. You ask the most common sense, which isn't so common anymore, apparently. You ask the most obvious logical questions, and they just look at you with this, well, this is the way we've always done it, look on their face. Well, this is how it is. What do you mean? What do you mean? So you're telling me that I have to be a debtor to open an account at your bank. You're discriminating against people that don't have debt. Well, no, that's not true. Then open the account. Well, we can't.
Hold on just a minute. Back in a minute.
Thank you. We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at Nutramedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Well, we're back here. And are you sitting down, John?
Yeah.
I went and looked at this Minnesota statute. Mm-hmm. And it refers the identifications to Title 31. Section 5318, and it talks about identifying things, and it's got to be done with implementing statutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It talks about a name and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, so what is that statute? Well, it gives you the thing, and it's it says here it's a it's 31 CFR section 103.121. That's the implementing regulation,
right?
Sitting behind the federal statute that's in the Minnesota statute. Do you know what that one says?
What?
Reserved. There's no implementing regulation for the federal statute that the Minnesota statute is relying upon.
What does reserved mean? What does that mean?
It means it's still going to use it in the future. They've taken the name, but they've never done anything with it yet.
Weird.
It's a lie. There's no implementing regulation, and implementing regulations have no force and effect because they're supposed to be subsidy regulations if they affect the public, not implementing. But they haven't even promulgated the regulations, and they say it's only by regulation, and it gives it right out here in Minnesota. It identifies the two, and that regulation has never been promulgated.
And they just do this because they know no one's paying attention or watching.
Well, who's going to have access to what? You flushed them out to get the statute. You can't figure all this stuff. You don't. There's no way to figure these things out to find the needle in the haystack. You get around and lie to the damn haystack, and then they'll give you the needle. Okay, then you take that, and you turn around, and they go to another haystack. Then you light another fire to it. They give you another needle. And then pretty soon you can figure out the fraud because it's a lie. It's all a great big con.
That's what we're going to follow up with then. This is going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's right on the bottom. It says right here, all compliance in lieu of the identification rules and subtitle finance may choose to comply with federal customer identification standards set forth United States Code Title 31, Section 5318. That's 31 U.S.C. 318. And its implementing regulation, Code of Federal Regulations, 31 CFR Section 103.121. That's 31 CFR 103.121. And you go there and it says reserved.
Yep.
How can you implement it if it says reserved?
Right. That's the Patriot Act stuff.
You just can't make this stuff up, John. I mean, it's just a big circle of... They make it so complex, but how... See, if you hadn't fleshed out the Minnesota statute, how would we know the next part?
We wouldn't.
No. There's no way to find this stuff. It's not going to happen.
Right.
These guys that are on the inside that are doing this con job stuff, they have access to certain parts of this, so we use them. We flush them out. We goose them in the butt. And you get something, and then you goose them again. And then pretty soon you get the whole picture, and it's a big con. It's a great
this
big
is gonna get interesting.
Con job. Isn't that interesting?
Get interesting. Yep.
And why on this credit report? They want to know everything you've ever done from cradle to grave to be able to bank account. Civil, criminal, loans. What's all that all about? If I got money that I'm going to turn over to you to use to make money, what difference does it make on all this other nonsense?
Which is booked as a liability and which is booked as something that they own that they're just letting you use.
Right.
You basically are giving them a gift, and they can decide if they're going to give it back to you or not, too. We know that one now.
Right, because it's their money, actually, and they can do like they did over in Greece. They choose to keep it, then you're going to have to sue to go get it back.
Yep.
Because you knowingly gave it to them to use.
Yep.
Are we like, did they teach you this in school? I never even heard of this stuff.
No, I don't. No, I didn't learn any of this stuff in school.
I don't even remember anything about citizenship when I was in school.
Nope.
And everybody you ask wants to be a citizen of the United States. And they will fight for it. And they don't even know what it is.
They don't have a clue.
Don't have a dang clue. Not going to matter.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. John dropped up. Bob in Colorado, you got a question or a comment?
Yeah, I have a comment about your last caller. It's amazing. I never called in before, but I listened to all your shows, and when he was mentioning about trying to get credit and so forth, it reminded me of a friend of mine. Goes back 20 years ago. I'm 66, so I'm retired and so forth, but There used to be a guy who owned a four-star restaurant. And he won it back in the 50s in a poker game or something. So it goes back in the day where cash was fun, you know. And he bought this place, made a very successful business of it. And I'll never forget, I was sitting there, and he said, "Yo, Bob, do you want to come down to Delaware? Two of my TVs just blew out. I want to go down and get a couple of new TVs." I said, "Yeah, sure." So he went down and standing there, and he pulled out the cash. He always had cash. Everywhere he went, he had cash. Uh-huh. He pulled out the cash. They said, "Hey, you can save 10% if you get a credit card." So he figured, "Hey, man, I'll go ahead and I'll save 10%. Well, he never had credit before. They denied him. He was so ticked off, I couldn't believe it. So he said, "Forget it." He said, "Forget this crap. You just save cash." But they refused him because he had zero FICO score. I'll tell you, I'm sitting here and I was just laughing because this goes back 20 years ago they started this crap.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, it is amazing. I'm a retired cop. I was a cop for 27 years and I got screwed because I got disabled and it was a big fight. And, you know, my eyes have been opening more and more and more ever since, just seeing how corrupt our whole system is. And I am just, you know what, I'm to the point now, I just get my supplies for a month at a time and sit home, listen to my shows, do what I need to do, and sit back and wait for whatever the heck's going to happen, man. So, anyway, I just want to tell you, you have a great show. You have so much good information, and if I ever need anything, I know who to call. So thank you.
Okay.
Have a blessed day. Bye.
Well, thanks for your information. Yeah, I try to put out real stuff. I wish other people would start doing this in courts. Like I said, I've got to get my homepage up because I've got so much information. I haven't been posting for about a month here or so on the list because I've been waiting to put this information back on because I have so much for the people that are on the list. A lot of it will be on the front, but a lot of it that are in the list so they can go back and download these books, these things that you're not going to find out there. Just like the ones that I got on Title 28, I got out of the Gonzaga Law Library out of, I think it's Washington, Oregon. I think it's out of Washington. Two different ones, Title 18 and Title 28. And had a lady back in I think it's Iowa, that gave me one, but it was all marked up. So I became aware of it, so I found it, and it was only a few of these left in the whole United States. Single-digit stuff, where they actually had all this put together and the revisor's notes and all these different things in a book, government-put-out book. And I want to make these things available because they need to spread. People need to download them. I don't care what you do with them. It's whatevers. If you want to sell them, I don't care. But if we don't keep these, we don't keep their confessions and get it out to where we have the evidence of what this con is. There is no republic today, folks. It's all based on who we are, being a fiction and law that has no country and no domicile. The inalienable rights from the Creator in the Declaration of Independence, I guarantee you, was not for a citizen of the United States. They made it up. And 14 Stat 27, you can find it and go online. You don't have to have access to Westlaw. Just type in 42 United States Code, 1981 or 1982. Citizens of the United States, they have the same rights as white citizens. That was the con job for the Negroes. They memorialize it in the 14th, but it's a prohibition thing, and I'm going to read that other because it's so against everything. And when I found this, I was just astounded. And I found it in the Congressional Record, of which I'm getting that. We're going to make a lot of that available as I get it. It takes a while to obtain it because the Congressional Record is only available if you go to the law library. And you look at rows and rows and rows, hundreds of thousands of pages of books that you can't word search. How are we going to find out what's going on? Oh, yeah, I talked to my senator and representative, both of them. Oh, well, it's in the law library. Yeah, there's about four levels, and it's about 100 feet long. Now, how in the heck am I going to, what am I going to do there? I can spend my whole life and never get anywhere. We have computers to word search stuff. This is what's made this amazing is when Westlaw is what's going on with Title 26. This was in a Congressional Record in 1938, and it was January 13th. And this is the core of the problem of understanding who a citizen of the United States is. Now, there is a definition in here, they give a citizen of the United States. We have time, I'll read that. But this is the key. This is talking about, and this was based on Cruikshank, Slaughterhouse, and a whole bunch of other Supreme Court case holdings, and put into plain English. And they're talking about this was a lynching thing where they were trying to get the federal government to get involved in lynching of the Negroes. Starting here. These amendments, that's the three of them, so far as they relate to the question now involved, consisted wholly of negations, prohibitions, always on state action and sometimes on federal action. The language of the 14th Amendment is, quoting, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privilege and immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws." And the 15th Amendment ordains as follows: "The right of citizens of the United States to vote," that's not suffrage, not elective franchise, to vote, that's the actual act, "shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous servitude, condition of servitude." It is now firmly settled, that's holdings of the Supreme Court of the United States, the law of the land, that these provisions are directly, solely against state laws and state actions through person or agents clothed with state authority. It is also settled that the power conferred on Congress, this is not a power on the states, this is on Congress, and all these states are making everybody a citizen of the United States, acting in that capacity, suing us or putting us in jail. It is also settled that the power conferred on Congress to enforce these provisions is a power only to enforce the prohibition against state action, that the rights conferred on persons under them are not positive original rights. Our original rights are as citizens of the several states, these foreign countries. But the right only to exemption from and protection against prohibited state action, the power of Congress to interfere in any case, is purely a power of correction, a power to give redress against a prohibited state action, that the actual exercise of efficient power by Congress, not by these states, by Congress under the amendments, they're talking 13th, 14th, and 15th in this case, presupposes state action of the kind prohibited, and until there is such prohibited state action, the power of Congress is wholly dormant. And without such action really being taken, somewhere at some time, the power of Congress would sleep forever. So the 13th and 14th and the 15th ending is supposed to come into effect unless the state law or the state actors are doing something. It goes on further. In no case under these amendments, so far as the present controversy is concerned, which also concerned everything else with the citizens of the United States, can the power of Congress be made to reach either for the punishment or correction or redress in any way, civil or criminal, the acts of private individuals. Do they teach this? You think? The whole con is like Esau in the Bible. We'll have to sell our birthright. The problem is, when he did it, in Esau the Bible, it was a one-time deal. It done and then he fooled the father. Here in our country, because we have our founding is based upon the inalienable rights from the Creator, as citizens of the several states, each of these foreign countries or foreign states that are joined under the Union of States, they can't reach us unless we keep signing up. That's why all of these forms, we have to keep signing up. Why is every form tied by some means? IRS on the bottom. Under the penalties of perjury, true and correct. Why do I have to do that? Do they ever do anything back to me under the penalties of perjury? Nope. It's a one way, it's called an implied in law contract. I want a benefit of being in that status. And with that being said, then therefore, hello, I have no constitution of the United States to use. I have no constitution of the several states. I'm a person, I'm an entity without a country and a domicile. I've sold my soul to a fiction and law. And the fiction and law, which I can't conclusively prove yet, United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Like I said, I got, I think it's 113 cases and the complaints from the Department of Justice. They used that for the IRS, but they never have the counsel for the United States. The DOJ doesn't come in as counsel for the United States of America until they get to the appellate courts. Now, I don't know why that is yet, but how do you have a case if there's not somebody representing the United States of America, which is a sovereign body politic, which can't exist in our republic? This is the biggest scam going, and this is why those courts are so rigged. They get around and play with you. I've been through several of them, and they did play with you. And the next thing you know, you hear a summary judgment. It's like the tax court. There's no way to win. It's all rigged because it's not even a court. It's all administrative, and they're not bound by any laws or any regulations. How would I go there? And they always start off with presumptions. Tacit. You're a taxpayer. Wait a minute. So you, they, and if you don't object in their world, you're a taxpayer. Okay, so they call me a rapist or a pedophile. So if I don't object, I'm a pedophile? These guys are really, really slick. They're professional liars in these court cases. And it's amazing. I watched in the alien this cases that even Sessions brought up, and these idiots out of Washington and California and these other places that want to stop all this immigration. We just want to have anybody can come in. It's diversity, you betcha. We have no borders. We have no country. Boy, it doesn't take much logic to figure that out. But what they would not do is go to some of the terms like alien. Nobody would touch it. Why? Because that brings up the citizen of the United States or allegiance to the United States. They did not. Nobody wants to open Pandora's box. And when all these people walk around it, but yet they go to other definitions, bingo. The other thing you will find in all of these federal cases, and they were just pelted with it in those ones on immigration, they put in declarations. Declarations are evidence in their world. Why are all these people putting in declarations? What happened to the law? Reading the actual law. That's why it's ignored. Because in that world, it doesn't exist. The only thing that's evidence are these dang declarations. Go look at some of these cases. I'm going to have them hopefully up online here in a week or two. Download all of that I've done. It's always declarations. Always declarations. Always declarations. Why? Why did they do that? They don't do affidavits. They do declarations. I declare under the penalties of perjury, 28 U.S.C. 1746. And I went back and looked. Why did they do that? Well, the United States said the Congress, well, it's just too difficult to have notaries out in the, when they're outside of the United States, in the foreign places. Really? It's too difficult to be a notary public? I'm a notary. Put a $1,000 bond up and put an oath thing in your notary. Why? Bam, boy, that was really hard. They always have an excuse for this stuff. That's just like the Patriot Act. That's what they use for the banking issue. We will further lock you down to being a slave, and we won't let you play in our world with a checking account unless you agree to do something that doesn't even exist. Anymore, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to explain it. How many people can explain what happens in the administrative headless fourth branch and making, quote, regulations? They are supposed to. In the headless fourth branch of government, this was put out by FDR in his research thing in 1938. Because these regulations, he loved his New Deal. And they put up the term, definition of headless fourth branch of government. How does it work? These agencies get around and they legislate, They execute and they adjudicate. It's right in the 1946 Administrative Procedures Act. They have to publish in the Federal Register, called a proposed regulation. Then at that point, we, being citizens of the several states, can challenge it by taking it to court. Oh, that's going to be great. I mean, how many of those have you guys done, huh? How many of you read of the thousands of these damn things they do every year? Tens of thousands of them. So then they take comments, which don't mean anything, and all they have to do is answer the comments. They come back and they put in a final rule with the comments. Back in a minute.
Brain Mag is an amazing nutraceutical technology that crosses the blood-brain barrier because it is a magnesium L-threonate and magnesium malate and glycinate. Magnesium L-threonate, when it crosses the blood-brain barrier, protects the brain from oxidative stress, and in knockout mice was able to protect against the memory loss and Alzheimer's. It dramatically increases cognitive health, improves sleep quality, stabilizes the mood, and works wonderfully with Calm Mind as a combination drink supplement. Order Nutramedical's Brain Mag at 888-212-8871 or Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. This is the best nutraceutical for calming your brain, protecting memory and brain function, and prevention of Alzheimer's.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, well, we're back here for the closing part. I'm going to read the other part of this that's in this thing for citizens of the United States. Let me get down to that part. What can a citizen of the United States do? It's there. They are as follows. The right to come to the seat of government to assert any claim he may have upon the government, to transact any business he may have with it, to seek its protection, to share its offices, to engage in administrating its functions. The right of free access to the seaports. Does that sound like something the states are supposed to be doing? through which all operations of foreign commerce are conducted. To the sub-treasuries, land offices, we don't have land offices anymore, we have Bureau of Land Management, and the courts of justice in the several states, they don't exist. The right to demand the care and protection of the federal government over its life, liberty, and property when on the high seas or within the jurisdiction of a foreign government. That's for citizens of any states. The right to peaceably assemble or petition Congress for the redress of grievances or to the writ of habeas corpus. The right to use the navigable waters of the United States, however they may penetrate the territory of the several states. The right secured to citizens by treaties with foreign nations. The right to become a citizen of a state by residing in it. Whoa! How about those things? Every one of these states is now citizen of the United States. Why is that? Because we've been overthrown. They're all taking benefits. They're all getting kickbacks. And the case started, one of the first ones I found was Babcock back in 19. Anytime you take a benefit, you're done. Whatever the person that offers the benefit is, gives to you, even if it's wrong, even if it's unconstitutional, if you accept the benefit, you have no standing to do anything about it. That's the Babcock case. Back in 1919. And this is the con going on in all of America today. They only offer a standing in law that doesn't exist, a fiction. And they use a language that we do not understand. You cannot use Webster's, Funk and Wagnall's dictionary to read forms. These forms are all set up very cleverly with terms. Because the definition, anytime the word means is used, you will always find all these definitions. They define the United States all over. How come there's so many definitions of the United States in the code? I thought we just had one. State will be defined. This state. All these stuff. Dog means cat. If I see the word dog, they're not talking about a dog. They're talking about a cat. And if it's not disclosed, it's totally unconstitutional. But you see what the problem is? Individual is one of the worst ones. That's in 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. That's 5 U.S.C. 552, parenthesis A, parenthesis 2. Individual is a citizen of the United States or a alien lawfully admitted in this country. And everybody thinks you're an individual. That's who income tax is for, individual income tax. You got to be a taxpayer. It's defined, taxpayer. Any person, that's an individual. Subject two, there's about 9 or 10 things that subject two can be. Any internal revenue tax. There are 5 subtitles. And these IRS agents don't even know there are 5 separate types of taxes. Subtitle A, income for individuals. Subtitle B, for gifts to state. Subtitle C, for wages. You can't even get a deficiency. They put people in jail for wages that the code says you can't even use. There's got to be a deficiency for tax evasion. And it doesn't even exist. That's 26 U.S.C. 6211 and 6212. 6211, 6212. It says only subtitle A, B, and some parts of D, which is excise, like what's buried in alcohol tax. And the excellent E, which is ATF nonsense, A to alcohol, firearms, to tobacco. They don't even know this. We found that out in John Thornton's case. Deposition, when we went in and they did books and records. The agents didn't even know that. How can you have a prosecute people and you don't even know what kind of tax it is? And look at these transcripts. Boyer and some other ones I've looked at. One appearing in the guy out of Alyeska.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be...
Well, I guess we're going on break here or we're done, I guess. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Watch out for the federales. They're everywhere.